You're probably not counting, right? But this is game number 37 for you in the NHL, and you had to wait so long for your first one, too.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe it's 37 already. It goes really quick, but I'm still excited to be around and stuff, and obviously enjoying every minute of it. So, yeah, hopefully can keep working hard and finish the year here and, you know, obviously do well into next year.
Bit of momentum as well, because I must admit, when you were 2-0 down against Buffalo, I had you done. I didn't think you were going to win that game, and you turned it around.
Yeah, the guys have been, you know, battling pretty hard for the last few games, and I think, you know, that win for sure, or at least coming back there, you know, that hopefully can propel us for the next couple of games and get some momentum off that.
Well, let's be honest, the recent form has been pretty good. I mean, all right, you've had a couple of losses, but you expect that. But actually, you have more wins than losses in recent weeks anyway.
Yeah, exactly. When I first come around, it was the other way around. So it's nice to, you know, be more wins now than losses. And, you know, we're a young team, so we're going to expect a few losses here and there. But as long as we, you know, work our hardest every night and do our job, you know, that's the main thing.
And 10 goals now for you. You've hit double figures.
Yeah, excited about that. Obviously delighted, and hopefully you can keep it going and, you know, finish the year really strong and keep scoring.
When you first came on the team, you were on the third line. You're now on the second line. That's promotion, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it changes, you know, every game pretty much. So it's nothing to kind of worry about. I can just control what I can control and go out there and work my hardest. It's, you know, nothing to worry about the lineup or anything like that. I got nothing to do with that, so just kind of, you know, obviously do what I can do and go out and work hard.
But the chemistry of that line's working pretty well now?
Yeah, it's been good. We've been together for a while, about a month or over. So, yeah, I like the two guys playing with. Obviously, Doan has played in the league for 20 years or 21 years or whatever it is. So to play with a guy like that and learn off him is awesome.
And now you're getting to play at some of the iconic venues as well, which this is one. I mean, this is the kind of place that hockey players want to play, isn't it?
Yeah, this is, you know, original six team here, obviously. So it's a great game. It's awesome building in here. Nice, really, like, old atmosphere, similar to back in England, some of the stadiums over there. So, yeah, it's obviously looking forward to it. And, you know, it's going to be a fun game.
The guys have probably told you, if you don't know this already, that you haven't won, or Arizona have not won, or Phoenix not won in this building for 8 years.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. We should probably keep that quiet. But
need more momentum and more incentive, maybe.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you can look at it that way. It's definitely, you know, something that we'd hopefully like to try and break this trip.
Okay, and just keep plowing on, hoping for the best now. And, you know, because I know you can't make playoffs, but there's just trying to get some more wins in the win column.
Yeah, really. You know, it's just about kind of building for next year for myself anyway. You know, just try and, you know, bring your game every night, play hard, you know, do all the little things that'll, you know, obviously get you better and more prepared for whether you come back next year or whatever. So, yeah, just kind of try and live in the moment for all the guys and you know, take every game as it comes and hopefully we can, you know, have some more wins and losses.
And trade deadline day is coming up. No word about you going anywhere, I take it?
No, that's another thing. You know, you can't control any of that, so I don't read into it, especially being a young guy too. I mean, if something happens, it happens, but, you know, it's nothing to get uptight about for sure.
Coach is happy with you though, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, it's been, you know, a good few months being up here. And, you know, obviously, I think if you would have asked me at the start of the year if I would have been up this long, I maybe would have said no. So it's been great and obviously really happy to still be here and be contributing. And, you know, that's the main thing, is just trying to come and bring an impact every night and make plays happen out there.
All right, we'll catch you tonight and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Boy, that was a tough one, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, obviously, going one down pretty early is tough to come back from. But, you know, we got to 1-1, and we were obviously right there. But, you know, a couple goals, obviously, to get behind 3-1 is tough coming back from that. So, I mean, decent effort from the guys, but we definitely got a lot more.
So looking at the stats, in the second period, you were out shooting them. You had some power play chances. Mm-hmm. Just couldn't convert.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of been their story the past few weeks, power plays and stuff. We need to do a lot better job on capitalizing, but you know, that's obviously down to the guys on the ice, and we gotta work really hard when we get them. So yeah, that's obviously something we can keep working on, and hopefully progress that.
We had some momentum going, and I actually thought you were matching them pretty well. Then the injury to Alex. Now, he's obviously a big friend of yours,
a
guy that you play with. Did that kind of take a lot of momentum out of the team at that stage?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, you know, like you said, great friend. And it was actually one of my other buddies from Sault Ste. Marie who hit him. So, you know, I didn't really see it anyway. I was on the bench and just kind of missed it. A couple guys were standing up, but obviously hope he gets a lot better and does well. But yeah, like you said, I think that did kind of slow the game down a little bit for us, and maybe it made it a little tougher for us to come back after that.
Well, the good news is you probably won't have seen this yet, but on social media he's already put a picture up. He's in a hotel, he's in a hospital rather. I'll do that again. So you may not have seen this so far. He's actually put a picture up on social media. He's in a hospital, but he's got his thumbs up going, I'm okay.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Obviously, you never, no matter who it is, you know, whether they're your friend or not, you never like to see someone get hurt, especially like that. So I'm glad he's doing well, and hopefully I can see him back on the ice soon.
How do you assess your game tonight?
It was not bad. I thought I brought a lot more speed. I had a lot more tempo to my game than the past few games. You know, it was a good game for our line. I think we had some chances early on. I had the chance in front. I had a few more throughout the game, obviously getting the assist on the power play. But, yeah, I still got a few things I'd like to work on and keep trying to get better at. But, you know, that all comes with a lot of time.
Can you tell me what those things are? You get to divulge what those things you're working on are right now?
Just throughout the year, you just try and learn so much and take so much in that almost sometimes is a bit overwhelming. So that's a thing, you know, comes with time, you know, just a little thing, stuff on the boards, winning puck battles and stuff like that. You know, that all comes with time and getting stronger and stuff and knowing the game a little bit better. But, yeah, I mean, it's we don't practice too much up here, you know, like I'm used to. So that, to me, getting used to the schedule too, playing a game almost every other day, is it gets taxing after a while. So that's, for me, the schedule is the biggest thing.
And, you know, back home, people talk about how hard it is for Premier League footballers to do that, how it is in other sports in the UK. And people say, oh, we play too many games. You play every other day. So how do you do that?
So, to be honest, I wish we had the Premier League schedule. That would be nice, but one game a week or whatever it is, even if it was two, that would be unbelievable. But yeah, we really don't train at all or practice maybe a couple times a month. It's just, you know, game, day off, another game. So it's, you know, that comes with time, learning too how to prepare, you know, game after game, day after day, you got to prepare the right way. So
Do you find it, I was trying to explain in the introduction to this game tonight, that when you play away, you don't get any fans, right? Because you play so many games, you travel so far. Now, in the UK, people will take a lot of away fans to games and stuff. Mm-hmm. Here, you know, you scored a goal tonight, you could hear a pin drop in this place.
Yeah, that's, for hockey, that's a good thing when you have a quiet crowd like that. I always love playing on the road. It's awesome trying to, you know, everyone booing you and stuff. That to me,
they made a lot of noise in this place, especially when Alex went down.
Yeah.
They weren't very sympathetic about that.
Yeah. That to me is, you know, I like that better than someone cheering for me, someone booing, because it just gets you going a lot more. So, it was nice to play in this building. Obviously, an old building like this, it reminded me a lot of Dortmund with all the yellow seats and stuff. So that's our hockey version of Dortmund.
All right, finally, what about the rest of the season for you? Now, is it just targets? You got any targets you set yourself?
Not really. You know, I just kind of taking it day by day. Everything happens so quick that, you know, I just want to get better each and every day at one little thing. It doesn't matter what it is that day. Could be skating, stick handling, shooting, whatever. You know, just try and get better at one little thing every day, and hopefully I'll get to be the player that I want to be.
And which player is that, Wayne Gretzky?
I don't know about that, but so hopefully somewhere close.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.